NCI Insurance on Stray Living.
There are over a million horses and ponies in the UK, and that's not even including racehorses. And deciding whether as a horse owner you should insure them or not is quite an important decision. To help us decide, I talked to NCI Insurance and would like to welcome Neil Richard-Smith and Will Wenyon into the studio.
Hi.
Hello.
Today we are talking insurance, and you guys have recently expanded pet insurance to include the field of equine.
That's right, yes. We've decided that the big pets need covering as much as the small pets, so we're doing horses and ponies.
Okay. Why did you decide to go into that as well? Was it a sort of niche that you thought not enough people are doing this?
Yeah. There's not that many players in the equine market, and also it seems a logical extension. We do cats, dogs and rabbits, so I thought the next thing we should be looking at is the horses and ponies, and there's quite a lot of crossover, so people with dogs quite often, they're in the country, they have horses, or they know people that do have horses, so we're just trying to extend that service really.
And Will, you are a man of horses. You used to be a jockey.
I did, yes.
So that's where you've got all your expertise of horses from.
Yes, I spent 8 years in the racing industry and then moved into insurance. And the last 5 years of my career, I've been building equine products and putting them out to market. And I've been brought in by Neil here at NCI to do just the same.
Wow, okay. When people have a horse, do people often consider insurance first of all, or is it something they think, you know, later on when there's been a problem, oh, I should have got my horse insured?
I think to a degree they do. What people don't realise is the actual full-on expense. When they go out and buy a horse, they don't realise what's involved, you know, if something does go wrong with the horse. They don't realise how much veterinary fees can go up to. I mean, you can go from minor ailments running up to £300-400, but the big stuff can go in excess of £5,000. And it's a case of trying to educate the general horse owner of the need of the insurance. When you consider facts like one in four people that have an insurance policy will claim, which equates to one person having a horse will at some point generally claim within 4 years of owning it. Mm. The average claims cost in the market to date is around £1,800. But like I say, some claims, when you've got big colic claims or tendon damage and that sort of thing, can go in excess of £5,000 easily. The way the veterinary world has, you know, increased, years and years ago, there'd be things that horses would get and they just couldn't be treated. Now they can pretty much treat everything, which is why the costs are going up so much.
Mm. I mean, physically, treating a hamster or a cat, they you could hold them in my hands. A horse, physically, is massive. Has that got a lot to do with the cost? You know, you can't give them two drops of medicine. You've got to give them a whole load of medicine.
Well, because of the activities that they partake in, some are less strenuous than others, but some are very, very strenuous. And I'm going to use dressage and advanced dressage as an example. The strain that's put on their joints and tendons and ligaments is probably far greater than a horse running around on the Grand National.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so intense on them. And you would get more niggly vets fees claims from dressage than you would, you know, in racing, you'd get a serious injury, and the chances are it would be either a life or death situation because of the severity of it. But the dressage side, because it's like ballet, the tension on the joints is intense.
And like you say, they are larger animals as well, so manoeuvring them, medicine involved. Literally, the surgery involved is much bigger than a standard domestic pet, so that's why the costs are considerably higher than, say, a dog or a cat insurance. There's just more to them to operate on.
Yeah, you can't pop them in the boot of the car, can you?
No, not really. Yeah. So you've got to transport them there. Then when they're under sedation, can you imagine moving a horse around that's under sedation? It does take a lot of time and effort. And like Will says, the vets are so advanced in the work that they can do now, they do get pretty well paid, so insurance is definitely the way to go to make sure that you don't end up with a £4,000 or £5,000 bill for a horse or a pony that's an extended pet to the family, really. So we do advise people to take out insurance, and we will help them and give them as much advice as they need to choose the right cover that matches their budget and also their requirements.
So I was going to say, I mean, you can have, I'm guessing, how much can How much can racehorses get to?
What's value-wise?
Like, yeah.
Millions.
So you could have a £1 million racehorse, or you could have maybe an adorable tiny little pony that just lives in a field and maybe is a few hundred pounds.
Yeah.
I presume you have different packages for whatever type of horse you have.
We do, yes. We'll start off in the sort of what we'd call the pleasure horse market, which would be horses ranging from £500 in value up to £20,000. We'll step outside that and go into the higher value competition stuff. We will be venturing into the bloodstock side, so racehorses with the support of our capacity providers, which are a Lloyds-based syndicate and have got experience in the international bloodstock market. But in all of those areas of the market, vets fees is the one thing that is a necessity for any horse owner.
Mm.
The average value of the pleasure horse would be around £5,000-6,000, but the likelihood of death is significantly less than likelihood of having a vet's fees claim. And any horse owner they'll realise that.
And I imagine people love their horses. So the same as having your small pet insured, you don't want to ever have to make the choice.
Mm.
I didn't get them insured. Mm. I don't have this money.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do next? You don't ever want to have to
exactly.
make that decision.
You need the security. You want to make sure that you can afford the best treatment possible for the horse or the pony. Quite often, the market that we're looking at mainly, they are extensions of the family, are big pets.
Mm.
So you do want to give them the best treatment. My daughter started horse riding quite a while ago, and I'd not really had too much to do with horses previously, but the horse that she rode was really affectionate and really nice horse, and you do get quite attached to them.
When it comes to getting the insurance, is the insurance focusing purely on vet's bills and looking after the horse, or are things like saddles and horse boxes, is that covered, or is that a separate, would that be sort of horse contents insurance?
The main source of cover is the death of the horse, which has added benefits in it, such as theft. And should the unfortunate happen, we've got disposal cover as well. It's accommodated by vet's fees. We also give loss of use cover. So that means if the horse can't carry out the activity that it was intended to, there'll be a percentage of the value reimbursed to the customer. As accommodation in the product, we can offer saddlery and tack cover. Some saddles, especially dressage and show jumping saddles, can go up to £3,000 in value. So an accident on the horse one day could damage the saddle itself, so that would be covered. And we also offer a personal accident cover to the rider, and also some liability cover as well. So should the horse escape, run down the road, run into loads of cars and that sort of thing, there's third party liability covered as well.
What we've tried to do is build some of them are packages, so some of that covers all packaged together and you get a discount because it's all packaged together, and then others, once the value of the horse is increased, you can have like a menu system so you can choose whichever covers best for you and your pocket and what you need. So again, going back to the advice that we give, we will give customers excellent advice so they know exactly what product is going to suit them and what's going to suit the pocket as well. We've got a 24-hour call centre. It's open every day of the year, whether it's Christmas, Easter, New Year, it doesn't matter, we're open. And if people do need help, we're always at the end of that phone to give them help.
Mm.
We've got a specialist team that's part of our pet team. We're extending that to include equines. So if you do need advice, and it can be a worrying time, you know, when you're claiming for something and you've got an animal that you love that's ill or injured, you want that security and that help, and that's what we can give. We've got the specialists to do it, and we've got a caring team that do love animals that will help you through what can be quite a tricky process.
If somebody out there is thinking, do you know, I've had a horse for years and I've never had it insured, or they're about to get a horse and they haven't even thought about insurance yet, where is the best point of contact? Where can they go to find out more about what NCI can offer them?
I think at the moment it's probably best to phone us, because our online package isn't quite ready yet. That's going to come a bit later on in the season. So probably your best phone in NCI on 01423 504 689 and asking to speak either to Will direct, he'll be able to help you, or through to the equine and pet department, and they'll be able to handle your inquiry for you.
All right, well, thank you, both of you, for coming in. Will and Neil, it'll be great to speak to you in the future. And for those people out there with an uninsured horse, get in touch. Do you want to give us that number one more time? You're real good at it.
It's NCI 01423 504 689.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
NCI Insurance on Stray Living.